a lot of there was a lot of good times too. After the cannery closed down, we always had a watchman here. Various people worked as watchmen at the looking after the cannery buildings, and those people were usually single people. But there was one year they had a couple here, a Norwegian couple, and she taught a lot of us young girls about making candy and baking various things. I remember she tried to teach us how to make a candy like Big Hunk. It had the same texture, the same taste. It was just wonderful candy that she made, and she tried to work with us on that. And then there was John Christensen, I think was his name. He introduced me to the joy of plants. He had some geraniums in his house, and when he left, then he gave me those geraniums. From then on, I was hooked on growing plants, and so some people contributed various things to the community, and then some didn't. contributed very negatively, but the population of the community always stayed pretty much the same. Our men learned to fish commercially. The cannery had boats that they leased them for the season, and they went drifting up the inlet, and then later on started seining. They called them the PG boats. They were aluminum boats or metal, steel boats. That they had, and so the economics in the community would change, you know, over a period of time, from fish traps to when they closed those down, then our people went out drifting and set netting. They were familiar with the areas because of the fish traps having had been located in the inlet in various parts of Kachemak Bay. So that part of it wasn't new to them. It was just the ability to go out and be gone for longer periods of time than they had been before. It was a wonderful festive time of our lives, you know, when our men went out fishing. We all went down the dock or down the beach and saw them off. Women would send their husbands off, and us kids would be all there amongst them all. And then when they came back, regardless of the time of day or night, we were all down there to meet them again. Mm-hmm. It was just a real wonder.